Hello and welcome to the Working at LSE Companion Podcast with your host, Alan Nemirovsky. This podcast is going to be a journey and exploration of the different working environments and overall professional culture at LSE. This podcast exists alongside a written investigative series, which will be published in print and online on the Beavers website. You know, as students, we might not always think of LSE as a workplace, but behind the scenes, there are thousands of staff, ranging from professors to class teachers to professional services staff to research staff, that are working to ensure this institution runs business as usual. And they're honestly quite often overlooked by the student population. And so in this limited podcast series, we are going to look at what life is like for them whilst they work here at LSE. I think it's best for us to kind of start where it all began, which actually was back in March of 2022, if I remember correctly, back when we had strikes going on in Lenterm. I was working on another article with a friend of mine, and we were talking to a lot of people on the picket lines. We were talking about why they were striking, why weren't some people striking, about what it's like for them to work here. And there were a lot of really sinister things that were noted, but we just couldn't quite publish. We actually published an initial article in April about an alleged 25% pay cut, but there really was more to the story that we just weren't quite ready to put out into the world yet. And so at the beginning of this year, around September, I continued the investigation with one of our contacts from the picket lines last year. My conversation with him led to other interviewees. Honestly, it was amazing how one interviewee led into the other, because the first article of the series really just wrote itself from there. Before we get into the nitty-gritty of the investigation, it's best that I give you guys some context first. So this first investigation is about the use of casual or hourly paid contracts at LSE. These casual contracts really were the first focal point for me in this investigation, because this is where the primary source of exploitation comes from. It is people on these kinds of precarious contracts who are most vulnerable to exploitations from their managers and from the school. I guess the big question is, what did we find out? What is kind of, you know, the big revelation about these contracts? I guess the biggest revelation that we found out is that really these contracts exist outside of like a kind of clear legal framework, in the sense that the way in which they are labeled and the way in which they are treated by LSE doesn't really seem to fit into any, you know, framework of contract types that exists in the UK. So it's not technically a zero-hour contract, but it's also not a permanent part-time or full-time contract. It exists in this kind of a gray area. Now, you can imagine that that alone is already kind of, you know, a big deal. But the problem not only lies in the precarious nature of casual contracts because of this kind of weird gray area that they exist in, but also because of the consequences. Things like being paid for only 20 minutes to mark an essay, and, you know, people being at the mercy of their managers. The important thing to really emphasize here is, how are these workers feeling about these contracts? How do they feel? And what does this ultimately mean for students? During the latest strikes, I went down to the picket lines and spoke to Yasmin Kurfi, who is a PhD student and teaching assistant, or GTA, in the sociology department.
I think that for a lot of people, being on a fixed-term contract, being an early career researcher is a very confusing experience to be in general. Regardless of your contract status, it does not feel like security. There's so much uncertainty that kind of overwhelms us no matter what contracts we're on. Beyond what we manage to individually secure, there's an overwhelming sense of insecurity because of just the state of education. I find myself, you know, needing out of necessity, getting on hourly timesheets, doing hourly work, doing a lot of editorial work, so very precarious, casualized labor, helping with different research centers, just to make enough money to make ends meet.
In the wake of the cost of living crisis, some teachers and casual workers are turning to other employment to supplement their income, because sometimes the income that they get from LSC just simply isn't enough.
My funding and my means of sustenance does not match the living costs that we're faced with, nor the reality of, the kind of work we do. We're underpaid. The work we do and the quality that we provide, it far exceeds, you know, the hours that we're told we should be working and that we're paid for. And in my experience, everyone I know in my department works overtime. It's a joke to think that we spend the hours that are stipulated in our contract for teaching planning. We spend much more. But then there's so much admin and pastoral work that also we feel isn't really acknowledged as extra work, you know?
In another interview, I was shown a sample contract that broke down hours worked into multiple tasks, including teaching, marking, office hours, and more. However, these contracts do fail to account for all of these other responsibilities and tasks that teachers take on to remain active in their department.
But you also do, you're part of your departmental life, you know, you organize conferences, you do, there's so much that's part of your life as a PhD student that does not involve your PhD research, nor teaching sometimes, but it is kind of done voluntarily, and it can be a lot, you know, without the institutionalized support and the money.
Teachers and other casualized precarious workers are in a tricky spot, and so for those workers, Yasmin would like to share the following message.
For the people who are precarious workers of any sort at the university, I think we should organize. We should continue to organize. We shouldn't be in our, bubbles alone in the struggle. I don't think there's any way that we can address these big issues without, you know, a lot of the political work that needs to be done collectively.
At the end of the day, students are not unaffected in this. Stable and encouraging working conditions for teachers will ultimately benefit the students as well, because they will see an increase in the quality of education that is being delivered to them. And so a lot of teachers on these casual contracts, including Yasmin, encourage all of you guys, all of you listeners, if you are a student, to reach out, to engage, and to learn more about their current situation and why it is that they're fighting for better pay and for better working conditions, including the reduction of the usage of these sorts of casual contracts.
First of all, it's never too late to inform, for anyone to get informed. I think, these struggles should be inviting people in. And encouraging them to learn more about why strikes are happening. And I think that I really urge students to reach out to us. We have to realize that this is also something that's affecting our society beyond the days that we're striking. And we really have to focus on creating these meaningful networks of solidarity, not superficial ones, ones that last past strikes.
At the end of the day, it is students who will make the difference.
Ultimately, it is affecting them. It's their learning conditions. It's the quality of education they get. We are united in this. It's not something that's done to punish students.
The working environment affects them every single day. And so I think that it's really important to get this information out there and make sure that all teachers are aware of this, all staff are aware of this, but also more importantly, I think that students are also aware of this, especially when we have things like strikes happening again this year, because sometimes students don't understand why this is going on, no matter how much messaging comes from, for example, the UCU's end. And I think this will hopefully shine a light on the reasons why people are striking, why people might not be striking, and to hopefully create a sense of connection between students and teachers, because I think that teachers really care about their students, and that's a big thing that I got out of all of the interviews that I've conducted. And I think that oftentimes it goes unsaid. This also includes workers in other departments like LSE Life, with whom students regularly interact. They love their jobs as well, and they want to be there for students, but they too deserve stable and safe working conditions and contracts. The vast majority of people who work at LSE, including these casual workers, love their jobs, and they are always there to support us as students, and so it's important now more than ever that we do justice by them the same way they have for us. If you haven't read the first article of the series already, be sure to read it. And it's now published in print and online at thebeaverlsc.co.uk. We're still continuing our investigation into various different aspects of the working environment at LSC. So if you or someone you know would like to share your experiences, please contact us through our website. We would be more than happy to speak with you. Thank you for listening, and see you soon.